Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to Extra Bits.
Welcome to Extra Bits.
Go on.
I just thought it'd be fun, quirky thing to do, different radio thing to do, to have a very special guest on the show today. Please welcome Liz Corelli.
Good morning, my
Hi.
Wife.
Hi, Liz.
Hello.
Hi,
Liz.
Hi, babe. Hi, Liz. How you going? How'd you go this morning? All right?
Oh, look, one's at home.
Oh, great.
You get to guess which one.
This is children we're talking about, right?
Yeah, let's see. So
I'm no gonna, prizes for guessing, though.
I'm going to go with
Izzy.
Ollie.
Oh, no, sorry. Two at home.
Oh, two at home.
She's lost. Izzy and Ollie.
She's lost count.
That's how we have three kids.
It's Izzy and Ollie.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with Izzy.
Yeah, hang on. Speaking of Ollie, wait, isn't he with you? I thought I left him with you. Wait, no. I thought he was with you. Happy birthday, Liz.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Babe.
Did you have a beautiful birthday?
Oh, I had an amazing, I had a whole weekend.
What did you get up to?
Really nice. Went to the Moulin Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Highly recommend.
Just Liz, on radio, we have to call it Moulin Rouge the
musical.
Musical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're contractually
sorry.
Obliged to also put the musical
part
on
of
the
contract,
end of it.
Unfortunately.
We'll get you into trouble.
We were having a chat with Pete last week about your birthday coming up. And he was saying that a lot of the planning was done by yourself, Liz. Are we correct in saying that?
Yes. Yeah, that's generally the way things go anyway.
So. Yeah. But Liz, this is the kind of beautiful human that you are, is that even when you put some things up on socials to talk about what a gorgeous weekend you had, you said, I've been completely spoiled, but we know that you booked everything.
He actually did. He surprised me this time. So I booked
this
most
time.
Things.
Okay, yep.
This time. This is probably the only time that he's actually surprised me.
Hang on. Wait a minute. There was that time that I did the box. Remember I did the box?
Oh, when you proposed.
No, that wasn't that box. It was the box where I was like, this is the, and it had the magical chicken in it. Remember that? That was special.
Yes.
Magical.
Yeah, it was the magical chicken. No, that was it.
Pop out of nowhere?
No, I did a box with a magical chicken, and I said, "What did I say? Like, this is the magical chicken of whatever you want. It grants you a wish."
Oh,
and
then,
yeah, I'm still yet to redeem that.
Yeah, no,
oh, really?
And I did that thing.
That time with the thing.
The treasure hunt. I did the treasure hunt. Remember?
Yes, you did do that when I was heavily pregnant.
What was
sent me on a mission.
You said there was a surprise this time, Liz. What was the surprise this time?
Oh, he booked a night at the Crown Towers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
So it's a wonderful last minute thing.
Yeah.
So really, really.
It was.
Know,
and
very romantic.
Where was Moulin Rouge, the musical, being played at?
At the Crown.
Yeah, so yeah, it's not so much of a stretch.
Well,
really.
It would be kind of stupid to book like bloody, you know, something.
We booked at Scarborough.
Yeah.
There's a bloody nice flag in on Great Eastern Highway.
Exactly.
Just near there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Went
Why
to,
we
the
go to the rendezvous.
And a really casual Uber back to the musical.
But no, I turned it on a little bit. There was champagne waiting for us. We had Crystal Club. There was what's that thing where you drive your car up and then they take
valet.
You to valet? I did valet, yep. So we didn't have to walk.
Well done. Thank redeeming you. Yourself. Well,
that's going to stop any of your children being able to go to college, that valet park.
Yeah.
Much like many of the problems in life, just throw money at it and see if that fixes it.
Liz, did you feel appreciated? Pete talks beautifully about you. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He says wonderful things about you and he's very appreciative. Do you feel he shares that with you in life?
Yeah, he does.
Oh,
he
good.
Honestly does. Yeah.
Good.
So I had a beautiful weekend and just, you know, sleep in without the kids was just the cherry on top. So
oh, lovely. Yeah. So you're saying you don't want the kids anymore? Life would be better without the kids.
Well, I planned a day with one child today and I've got two, so I mean,
yeah, well, cross a one.
Yeah, well, Pete, this was just like a mini intervention to let you know don't get too comfortable. And I appreciate Liz more on her birthday, especially.
I appreciate Liz immensely on her birthday and every other day during the year as well.
Yeah.
Liz, can I just say, do you know who else really appreciates you after just meeting you once?
Who?
My partner, Jacob. Remember he met you at Ed Sheeran? He can't stop banging on about you.
Oh, he's lovely.
Yeah, so there you go. So, Pete, watch your back.
What do you mean, watch your back? You watch your back.
You watch your back.
Do you remember what happened as you guys were walking off?
Yes, we remember. We talk about it all the time.
You guys are just trying to steal each other's partners. What is going on here?
I said, so Jake and Robbie have wandered off, and as they're leaving, I've yelled after him, "Hey, Jake, I don't know how long this is going to last between me and Liz." But no, it's going to last.
Like a love square.
It's going to last forever, honey,
because
I love you. Love you so much. Well,
yeah, it's all right. The only square in this love triangle really is Pete. Pete is the biggest square.
But yeah, no, that's brownie points for what? I shouldn't have to think too hard for the next couple of years.
No, keep looking after her. But Liz, we're glad you have had a beautiful birthday.
Mother's Day.
And we're sorry that you have an extra child at home today.
Shit, when's Mother's
Thank
Day?
Thank you.
In 2 months.
2 months.
2 months.
What do you want to do for Mother's Day?
No, look, it's not about me. It's about our mums, isn't it?
Well, you're a mum as well. Listen,
yeah,
you
but
just,
I'm not your mum.
Yeah, you just you book it, and
Sounds
I'll
like it.
Just I'll just you know when it, you just let me know when you need the credit card.
And I hope your children make you some incredible macaroni jars for Mother's Day.
Can't wait to see that.
Oh, that's all I'd like.
Yeah. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining our podcast.
Thank you, Liz.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. We'll see you soon.
All right. See you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Sweetheart.
Isn't she such a sweetheart?
She's just such a sweetheart.
She's everyone's mum and girlfriend
and
at the same
time. And she always sounds really calm and together. Matt and I always think, like, because they're quite often, like, Liz will call just to let Pete know what's happening in their day. Like, if we're in the studio and she's like, hey, one of the kids is sick or something's happening, can you pick this one up? Whatever it is. And what Matt and I always hear is this really, like, calm, considered approach, even when the morning feels like it's
She's
falling
learned
apart.
How to manage the brood.
That and the Valium's been a great thing. Clearly.
Certainly has. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the gift that keeps on giving, Pete, the Valium.
That's Mother's Day sorted.
Armadale, a cheeky bit of is just around the corner. It's all good.
Don't you bag out Armadale.
What are you talking about? No, you're right. I can't bag out Armadale because
don't bag
they'll bloody
out anywhere.
They'll bloody send me out to do Diary of the Dale again.
Look, there's that too. But also, I don't. That's something I don't like about Perth is the suburb bashing. I don't like that people feel like suburbs, you know, cop a bad rap. There's lots of beautiful communities.
Yeah.
Like,
but I bash all of them equally. I will smack Claremont just as hard as I'll smack Armadale. Hey, Netland, bend over.
Jesus. What is on the podcast today?
Yes, thank you.
Well, Pete stole a table at Manduna State for far too long, apparently.
37 minutes.
Swan Valley.
I think it's a record.
We got an aggressive call from Lionel.
Yeah, Lionel.
Oh, Lionel. Oh, God. We need to block him.
Lionel. Sorry, Lionel.
I mean, if you're sitting at it.
Yeah, I was sitting at it.
It's yours.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got incredible Monday motivation from Sam Jackson.
Yep.
Who has given me a great diet plan to get off sugar.
We even got an email from a listener who wants to get in touch with Samantha.
Really?
Oh,
they love the way she sounded, yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Cool. Barra wrapped the horrific weekend.
I'm sorry that your football game didn't go to plan. I hope that they sport better next week when they're doing the sports.
I love you.
I don't feel like you're taking this as serious as I am.
So the football concert wasn't up to scratch.
Shut up. Shut up.
I love that.
I will be there on Saturday.
I had a good time at interval.
And I'll see the Fremantle Army.
The chips were
well,
good.
We did When Have You Given Up on Love Completely, but maybe we should tweak that to When Have You Given Up on Football Completely.
Yes. Tomorrow. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I did find that phoner quite sad, though, that we chatted about Have You Given Up on Love Completely, and there's literally people in their 30s who have gone, I'm never dating again. Like that. What have we done to each other as a species?
Mm, that's right. And
what have we done?
We propped this one up on the phones this morning as a we got one.
And we got so
we got full lines.
Got smashed.
We saw that you guys couldn't get all the calls. Like
it was
that was
too many.
That's really sad that we're not all loving each other better.
Perth needs a hug.
Yeah.
Perth's good. Perth's going to get a smack from Pete if he continues
bend over
suburb Netflix. Bashing.
All of them.
Yeah. And Matt is going to make the world better by giving us a public holiday.
Oh. Yeah, totally. Come on, man.
This was great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play it to the Premier.
Yeah.
Who's going to be in here on Wednesday.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yep. And if you listen to this on Thursday, then he was here yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. That's a podcast. Have a podcast.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye. Pete, Matt and Kimber. Public holiday, Maddie. Is it on the way or not? What's going on?
Speaking of teasers. So we know now, of course, May the 6th will be the King's coronation. September the 8th, he will ascend to the throne.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark McGowan, our beloved Premier, was asked, well, we have a public holiday to celebrate this great event. And he's like, well, maybe in the future we'll think about it. It's like, no, you don't get to do that. We demand another day off and we demand it in the second half of the year. We currently get 11 public holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Iran gets 27.
I mean, that's heaps, isn't it?
It's heaps. Azerbaijan, Nepal, Malaysia, they get more than us.
Are they religious holidays? Is that where they're cashing in?
Well, whatever they
are. I'll make up a religion. I'll join
it. Totally. Like, does it matter?
We want more. We've surely got to be better in the stakes of public holidays than Iran.
I want to talk to the Premier. I need to speak to Mark McGowan, get him in here. I need to bend his ear. I want another day off work, a public holiday after July the 1st. The last 6 months of the year are worst. And Iran gets more days off than we. And now offering one for free. You're just considering. I know you've been quite popular. At 91% approval, you probably thought there's no way you could lose a vote. But then I had this epiphany. I'm a taxpayer, which means you work for me. So get this done or I'll vote green. And Iran gets more days off than we. So does Azerbaijan, Malaysia and the Nepalese. Mark, I'm not very pleased.
We've just found out the Premier is going to be in the studio on Wednesday.
Oh, I've got questions, Mark. I've got questions.
We'll have to play him a bit of that.
We got one!
Let's see if we can get one.
Okay.
Married at First Sight. It's just completely out of control. If you don't watch it, I know why. If you do watch it, I know why. If you hate yourself for watching it, I know why.
Not a person listening right now.
I've got you all covered. I get it. It is a nightmare and I get it. It should be a school subject. Like, you should watch it with your teens to teach them really obvious examples of red flags, manipulation and cycles of abuse. Mm. It's a great educational tool because sadly they're not actors. These people are actually walking among us.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it?
There's plenty of people out there just like the worst ones on the show. And last night, after both Harrison and Bronte said they absolutely cannot be together because they're both bad news bears. Everything about them, you shouldn't be together. You know it. The rest of Australia know it. And yet still, this happened.
I'm not a gaslighter. I'm not fake. And I would rather have somebody just tell me the truth and I can move on based on that. When things are good, they're really good. But when things are bad, they're really bad. So knowing that home stays is literally around the corner, I really want to show him where I'm from. So I chose to stay.
All right.
Harrison.
I wrote stay.
Why are you still here?
I think for me it's just chemistry. The problem I have is that leaving this relationship is easy for me to do.
If it was that easy, mate, you'd get out. Honestly, no one knows why these two keep saying stay. Stop it already. But it's like, you know what it feels like? Watching that show, it makes me realise why people give up on love. And yeah. I don't just mean in the way that, like, you know.
Well, you're through an experience like they're going through at the moment. Why would you want to have another go?
Right? I mean, it's like when you drink too much and you wake up the next morning and you go, I am never drinking again. And inevitably, you end up drinking again down the track.
Yeah.
Right? And this is what happens. You go through a breakup or you go through a bad relationship and you come out and you're like, I'm never going to date anyone. And you do ultimately find yourself with somebody else.
Mm.
I would like to hear from the people who have absolutely, completely given up on love.
Oh, that's why this is a we got one.
We got one!
They will never date again. They are off the market. This is not just a bad hangover and I'm going to get back on the horse in a couple of months' time when I'm feeling better. You have absolutely decided you will not go back in the dating pool.
You've taken yourself away from civilization.
Yep, you're out.
You're out in the bush now by yourself in a shack.
Yep.
And that's it.
That's it. You don't care. You're happy. You've got your friends. You've got your life. You've got your family. You're all good and you're not hopeful. You are just absolutely done.
What a challenge.
We got one!
Yeah. Jody and Baldivis, you're never dating again.
Definitely not.
Oh, Jody. So for me, the sadness in this isn't like the I'm never dating again, forget love, blah, blah, blah. It's the something has to have happened to lead you to this point.
Yeah, plenty of times. Oh. Abusive relationships, just not being treated the way you're supposed to be treated. So it's not worth it for me. Lost everything, had to rebuild. And, you know, with children in tow, it's just not worth it for me.
The risk is too high.
Risk is way too high and I'm so much happier on my own.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? You find once you find peace in yourself and you realize you don't need someone else to complete you.
Yeah.
Then it's hard to turn back, I'm sure.
Sounds like there's a bit of trauma there though. Rena in Beckenham, good morning. You've completely given up on love. You're done.
Absolutely.
No chance. What if a friend introduced you to a friend and said, "This person is tops." Still not going to try.
No, I'll keep them as a friend.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Okay. See, once you know, you know.
Chris in Quinns Rocks. Good morning, mate. So you're going through a divorce at the moment?
No, it's been 6 years.
Right.
Chris, and you're quite a young man.
Yeah, we were together for 17 years.
So you're only in your 40s and you've decided you're done.
Well, deciding I'm done is in, as you said, dating. Yeah, look, I feel she's the love of my life and family. And, you know, few and far between, I think family should be able to sort shit out. But, sorry, sort things out. But I was proven wrong in some ways.
Okay.
So enough to just give it away, mate. Like, are you genuinely happier as a single bloke going, nah, I'm done. I've had enough trauma through all that to go, I've cooked it. That's enough.
Once I'm 100% done with love, because I'd take it back to the heartbeat, you know, heartbeat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're not interested in anyone else?
No, not at all.
Oh, wow, Chris.
I mean, honestly, and the age ranges of the people who have called, we got plenty of people in, like, I mean, yeah, 60s, 50s, 40s, but also, Rav, you're in your 30s.
Yes, I am.
And you're done. So you're not interested in entertaining any other relationship. You are definitely going, for the rest of my life, it's me.
No, I'm done with love. I had long-term relationships, like, you know, in my 20s, and just been let down, cheated on, you know, guys try to change you, and, yeah, I'm just done. I've been single for 6 years, and I'm nearly 37.
Rav, are you one of these people where your friends go, you're always dating the same bloke? Or did you have different blokes, different backgrounds, different places, and it just always ended up the same?
I did it all. I even dated a guy shorter than me, which I would have never done.
Oh, the sacrifices you've made, Rav.
And he was the biggest letdown, which was the worst.
Little man syndrome. Right.
So, Rav, do you think that ultimately this now comes down to trust? Is it that it's risky to meet someone, or you don't believe the people that you meet? Like, you're not, you're worried you're just never going to find anyone who's sincere?
Well, I don't online date, and nobody talks to each other anymore. So what do you do?
Right. And so it doesn't bother you? You're comfortable with the idea, or are you sad about it, but you accept it?
Oh, no, I love it. Like, I'm actually married to my single life. You'd have to, like, it's almost dangerous now. I have to break up with my single life.
Can we officiate something like that? Can we marry someone to their single life? Can we get somebody in front of a celebrant and marry them to their single life?
I love that, though, Rav. I love that you are happy and that you love yourself. And because, you know, we have been living in a world where everybody thinks that if you're single that there's something wrong with you, and there's simply not.
I see it all now, like you standing at the altar, just holding on to yourself and just going, do you take you?
Well, dude, I've heard of women marrying train stations and ghosts. If Rav wants to marry herself, I'm all like,
Rav, do you want to marry yourself? We can sort something out.
Oh, yeah, go on.
I'm sorry, Pete, that there's so many people that want to tap out of this, and I'm sorry that so many people have been hurt.
Yeah.
And it's genuine
hurt. It's that part, though, right? It's the genuine
it
hurt
sucks.
And the thinking that it can't happen.
Yeah.
Because that means you've gotten to a place where it's happened to you so many times that there's no coming back from there. That's sad. That sucks.
Yep. But sorry, that's the way it is. Sorry, we got some. Yeah.
Anyway, I need a celebrant stat.
Barra knows the power of sport, and at PNN Bank, discover the power of and.
Sport can be good on a Saturday. It can be great on a Sunday. But it's bloody awesome on a Barramundi.
An absolutely horrific start for both the Fremantle Dockers and the West Coast Eagles. Here's what the coaches had to say about it.
Didn't think we brought the right energy first half, especially to some aspects of our game. We got beaten by what we scouted, which, yeah, is disappointing.
I think it was pretty obvious to everyone the second quarter was a really disappointing quarter. So in particular around the midfield and stoppages and the scramble of the game, I thought we got dominated.
Adrian Barrett from Seven Sport, poop weekend.
Oh,
mate.
Not a great start to the season for both WA teams. I heard a certain well-known radio host had to get a pep talk from his wife actually to get his spirits back up. It was that flat.
I kid you not. The siren blew on the Fremantle Dockers game against St Kilda yesterday, and I was like. And then Liz had to come over and go, don't let it tilt the rest of your afternoon, please.
Don't wreck my day.
We've got a Sunday afternoon
to
get through.
Because even when the players aren't doing well, the cheerleaders never let us down.
That's true. It's so true.
Thanks, Kimber. Liz.
Well said.
So Eagles beaten by last year's Wooden Spooners. They could have won. They had that shocking second quarter, as you heard from Simo. But really, we've just got to accept that they're in rebuild mode. That's where they're at. It's nothing dramatic. I'm a glass half full sort of guy. Second half was great. Ruben Jinby looks great. Noah Long. Campbell Chesser, so we're hanging hats on that.
And just out of curiosity, how long can you be in rebuild? Just yeah, so I well, know, because I'm not that au fait with the football world. The Eagles, let me know, how long's rebuild
sometimes
last?
It can go for 5 years, but Eagles normally bounce out quicker. The Dockers, massive wake-up call, the coach actually said that, it's a sort of wake-up call like when you're trying to wake up a teenager and you tickle their feet or you shake them or you throw water on them and cop abuse. That's the sort of wake-up call they need at the moment. Wake up, boys, what's going on? And Ross Lyon.
Oh, he would have loved it. He played it down so well. Oh, God, he would have loved it.
How much was he smiling at the end?
Yeah, Cheshire Cat, Ross Lyon.
I tailed up Fifey as well, who I got two Brownlow medals with.
Do you reckon that's the worst game you've ever seen Fife play?
Well, I saw Peter Sumich gave him a 2 out of 10 in the paper today. So, yeah I think probably.
I'll tell you, I'm going to give extra points to the person in the paper who came up with the headline, St Kildas.
That was a good headline.
Nailed it. Yeah. Quite often I look at those headlines and I roll my eyes, but St Kildas, you did it.
That's a good one.
Brilliant.
I'll tell the boys at the West. Yeah, Luke Jackson, not quite the Messiah yet, the unicorn they were calling him. He's not the unicorn yet. He's just a naughty boy. I don't know what's going on. Fifey, we've got to work that out. The big thing now is that they return home, both teams, and Frio play North, and I think they'll beat them at Optus Stadium on Saturday. So you'll be hosting down there,
I'll
presume.
Yeah, I'll be there screaming into the microphone, looking forward to seeing a packed house on Saturday.
Can you take Liz? Because we need some support.
Yeah.
Cool.
And the Eagles, Giants on Sunday. I think the Eagles will bounce back too. So things can turn around quickly. You don't have to be too flat, my friend. And I'm not worried about the Optus surface. I reckon I'm confident the turf experts there can get it up after Ed Sheeran. And in fact, I'm a bit like Damien Hardwick, the Richmond coach, who said he didn't give a stuff about the ground because it was the greatest concert of all time. Here's what he had to say.
I went to Ed Sheeran, it was well worth it, as far as I'm concerned. It was an unbelievable concert. So whatever the condition it's in, don't give a as long as we got Ed here, that's a big win for me.
What was the best song?
Good question. I did have a few beers. It was unbelievable, the concert. It was fantastic. So it was, look... They'll do a great job. The G's always in a good nick.
So Optus Stadium would be fine.
Yeah. Yep, he didn't give an SH1T. And I'm a bit the same. And I think it'll bounce back for Saturday and Sunday. So keep your chins up, footy fans. It's only round one.
It's
just
only
remember,
round one.
Pete.
It's only, next week we'll say it's only round two. And in a few more weeks, it's only round 15. No.
Stop
still
it.
Time.
Stop it. We're only taking it 1 week at a time, okay?
See you wonderful people later.
Let's go back to the weekend. Let's go to Saturday.
Gorgeous day.
My wife's birthday.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday, Liz. I hope she got all the spoils.
She did. We had a wonderful weekend. Cheeky Crown Towers stay on Friday night, which was lovely. And then
kids on a rollout trundle?
No, they were at Mum and Dad's house.
Oh, good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
No, not going to spoil that night. but we all got back together again on the Saturday. So to celebrate her birthday on the Saturday, we went for lunch at Manduna Estate.
Oh, lovely.
Out in the Swan Valley, which is just a magic spot. Nice open area. There's a playground there.
Lots of grass.
Heaps of grass, right? Which is exactly what you need for kids who are just going to get hopped up on carbs and sugar and then spend the rest of the day screaming and running after each other.
Said it like it was a bad thing.
It was great. No, it wasn't a bad thing. It was amazing.
I love carbs and sugar. I'm all over it.
But it started this way, right? I would like to hear from people this morning about table-saving etiquette.
Oh, okay. Yep. I saw this on the weekend. We went to the seasonal in Maylands.
Yeah.
Lots of tables that were reserved. But upon closer inspection, a lot of them weren't reserved until like 3 p.m.
Well, here's the thing, right? So there was no reserve signs on any of the tables yesterday. And we said to everybody, hey, look, we're going to get there nice and early. We'll get there about 11:30, quarter to 12, because it's going to pack out. It's a beautiful day. Manduna Estate's always packed. It's going to pack out. So we got there. We saw a table. Now, they're long picnic tables in sets of three, right? And we've seen this table and we're like, okay, great. We'll get at least two of those tables side by side and that'll do us because there was going to be about 20 of us by the time all things were said and done.
Okay.
So we got there, we grabbed the table and we sat down and then Liz took the kids off to the playground and I was like, I'm going to sit here and I was sitting there.
And guard these tables.
Oh, like one of those guards with the big buffy hats.
And did you put a series of your useless junk on all of the seats? Like there's a hat and over there we put another little jumper and over here.
All we had was Ollie's bag with his nappies and stuff. So I pulled it.
Nappies.
I pulled out his wet wipes, right, and I put them up one end of the table. I put his bag up the other end of the table, and I put Mila's shoes in the middle of the table
Nothing
just to sort of
says,
spread it.
Stay away from my table like a packet of wet wipes.
Yeah.
I feel so threatened.
And then here's the thing, right? I started getting mad anxiety because people were coming up and were like, hey, is anybody sitting here? Oh, do you mind if we just have this? And I had to tell them, no, look, sorry, we're waiting for people. But then 5 minutes went by. And then 10 minutes went by.
Oh,
and then
great.
20 minutes went by. 37 minutes later, everybody arrives. And by that stage, I've had to tell half a dozen sort of families and guests and stuff like that, sorry, we've got these tables.
Yep.
And the place was absolutely chockers. Right? And I could
but
just
that's
tell.
That's why you got there early.
I know, but I could just tell. Like, there's no reservation signs or anything. I could just tell people were a little bit, oh, come on, mate. Seriously? Table saving etiquette. How long is too long to be able to reserve a table in a situation like that? Lionel in Swan Valley. How long's too long, Lionel?
You are a bad man. I wanted that table for my family. You are a bad man.
Okay.
A bad man.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks, Lionel. Thank you,
Lionel.
Thanks for your call.
Kirsty in Mandurah. Hi, Kirsty. Good morning, Kirsty. Didn't realise Lionel
morning.
Was there over the weekend. How long is too long to hold a table?
I think half an hour is too long.
Half an hour, you reckon?
But Kirsty, if you were going there with your family, how long could you all eat lunch in?
Oh,
takes a while.
An hour.
So we had like
an hour and a half is enough to put up with everyone.
Right. We had about 20 of us. I could tell that, you know, as soon as we let that table go, there was no chance of getting another table. So 30 minutes, you reckon, Kirsty, is too long. I did 37 minutes, Kimber. Trish
and
Ellen Brock.
It is a long time.
How long is too long?
It is never too long.
Oh, you're speaking.
Yeah, do you think
I'm sorry, but I'm one of those jerks.
Is it because you get there early enough, Trish? You're like, no, we had the common sense to get here early and save ourselves a space. You also had the option to do it. You just didn't take that chance.
Oh, look, I got tasked with the job of getting there because it was a friend's going away party and they had elderly parents. And I thought, no, I'll get there a little bit early and I'll get a table. So a table of two, got there, okay, put stuff on one corner and then another corner. And then by the end of it, I think they were about an hour and a half late. By the end of it, I was lying in the middle of the table.
But truly, brilliant. I feel like if you can be bothered getting there early, you deserve the table.
One final caller here. Good morning. How long is too long to hold the table?
You are nothing but a bad man.
Oh, not you again. Okay, no,
cheers, Lionel.
We're out. Thank you, Lionel.
The HBF Run for a Reason is on Sunday, May 21. Enter now at hbfrun.com.au. And with Pete, Matt and Kimber, here's a bit of Monday motivation on Mix 94.5.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, so it's a little thing we're doing every Monday just to get a bit of motivation into your morning.
What was that, Pete? I can't hear you over my own motivation.
Wow, motivation.
Oh my God, it's just like coming out of my pores.
Now, I had to get this wonderful, very special to me woman on the show because nobody's ever been able to get the results for me that I experienced over the last few years as this woman. She knows how to motivate someone. Her name is Coach Samantha Jackson, and she joins us for Monday Motivation. Hey, Coach.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's so good to be back in the studio with you guys.
Oh, look, it's great to have you. And I mean, we've talked before about how you and Pete met.
Yeah.
And how candid you were with your approach.
You said I had a fat neck. Let me tell you the story. We're at Channel 9, and I was sitting there telling the story to the person doing the makeup. I've been kicked out of like my bed by my wife and because I snore too much, and I just hear this voice to the left of me going, "It's because you got a fat neck." and I just went, "Whoa!" But the best part about it was after that comment, Coach, you literally looked at me and said, "Give me 12 weeks, I'll sort it out." Now, close to 3 years we've known each other, and my life has been changed forever.
Well, let's just also point out that I think it was about a year after we started training together that your wife fell pregnant again. So, you know, you do the maths on that one. I think it worked okay.
You were doing all the right things.
Yeah.
Very much chucking a couple of push-ups here and there.
Well, look, if we're going to get motivated, I'm just going to get stuck in. I eat too much sugar.
Okay.
What can I expect to happen and what's a good way to get me on track?
Okay. So first of all, sugar's not the devil, right? So your body needs sugar. It's the only fuel your brain can use.
Okay.
But if you're having too much of it and too often, like you put the words too much before anything and it's going to end in tears.
Yep.
Okay. So can you talk me through what you typically eat in a day? Start off first thing in the morning.
Oh, no, you're going to fall apart. You won't cope with this.
Is this a good job I'm sitting down?
Oh, I have the worst nutritional habits of probably any person you've ever met. I hate cooking food.
Okay.
I hate making any kind of food. I would live off salad sandwiches for the rest of my life if I could, because I don't care about anything else. And I eat chocolate before 7 a.m.
Okay. All right. That's the best thing about being an adult, isn't it?
Well, it's the uncontrollable part of being an adult.
Oh, okay. So if I ask you a question, right? So you have a car. If you were to put half a litre of Fanta in your car, how far do you expect that to get during the day?
Oh, it's going to be rubbish, isn't it?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So your body is no different. It needs proper fuel. So we're going to have to be a big girl, Kimber, and I want you having eggs on toast in the morning. Eggs are okay?
Eggs are all right.
Easy. Okay. So we've got two eggs on one piece of toast for breakfast. 3 hours later, I want you to have some cheese and an apple.
Okay. I can do that.
Well,
okay.
You love a bit of cheese.
Okay.
Cheese and an apple. Right. Cheese
and an apple are a match made in heaven.
How much cheese?
30 grams.
Not 30. A cheese board. Cheese.
30 grams of cheese and an apple.
30 grams of cheese and an apple. And then with your salad sandwich, I'd actually really like some protein with that. Mm-hmm. So have a handful of nuts with your salad sandwich, because I'm not going to stop you having that.
Tell Coach, when's the last time you cooked yourself dinner?
About 6 weeks ago.
Kimber? You need a smack bottom.
I'm very bad at this. It's a lifetime. It's a lifetime.
There you go. A handful of nuts at a smack bottom. Right. Well said.
I had to throw that one in there.
Now, Coach, you train the greats.
You do.
You train Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
And you're still training him.
Every day.
Clearly you look at him and results, right? And I'm just your average person. You got results for me. People listening who go, you know what, this sounds pretty good. I'd love to get in touch. How can they reach you?
At SamanthaJackson.coach.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Get involved. Thanks, Coach. Thanks for a bit of Monday motivation. We really appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Monday motivation. This is my motivation through the week, baby. Pete, Matt and Kimber.